This is UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMEL Radio News Update at 8. I am Babson Harris. The Liberian National Police says it has issued red alert for criminal suspects in the country. LNP spokesman Sam Collins told UNMEL Radio that they are partnering with countries in the region to fight crimes. He said cases of suspects on the run are still under investigation. Sam Collins also disclosed that the LNP recently received a raid from Maryland County ordering the arrest of some individuals who were engaged in illegal sale of land in the area. Meanwhile, the former mayor of Harper City has called on central government to intervene into a land dispute involving the peoples of Wole Gregwe and Padibo of Harper District. Josh Pryor said tensions are brewing and may result into serious violence in Harper District if nothing is done to address the situation. Mr. Pratt also called on the land authority to apply the alternative dispute resolution method to find an amicable solution to the problem.
That is why it's important that the Liberian Land Authority get involved to mediate between the two parties so that everyone gets to know who owns this and who don't own it. That's why we are suggesting that. In order to maintain the peace, the local government has to act. But at the same time, tension is brewing. The other group is coming to town to put up a march, and we are afraid we don't know what will happen.
The former mayor of Harper City, Josh Brown. The Angie Brooks International Center has launched the Talking Bus project targeting 9 hotspot communities in 8 counties. The aim of the project is to get citizens to see what their issues are and adequately engage politicians during this electionary period. The bus will visit the selected communities, stimulating citizens to turn out to vote for a candidate of their choice who has best articulated how to address their issues. Despite its official launch Thursday, the project has already jump-started in Maryland, Grand Jure, and Nima counties. The center's establishment coordinator, Councillor Yvette Chesson-Wura, said given the crucial nature of the October elections, it is best to create the consciousness of the populace to be more issues-driven than personality. The news is coming to you from UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. 5 Kenyan policemen have been killed after their vehicle hit a roadside bomb in the northeastern town of Lebo, near the border with Somalia. The attack happened almost at the exact spot where 4 officers were killed in a similar attack Wednesday, which has been claimed by Al-Shabaab militants. 5 other officers were killed in a separate bombing incident on Monday in neighboring Mandera County. Al-Shabaab has staged numerous attacks in Kenya in recent years. The Islamist militants want Kenya to withdraw its troops who are serving under the AU mission to Somalia, AMISOM. Kenya sent its troops across the border in 2011 to pursue Al-Shabaab. And U.S. President Donald Trump has told his NATO allies in Brussels that all members of the alliance must pay their fair share of defense spending. He said massive amounts of money were owed, voicing a long-held U.S. concern that others are not paying enough. But NATO's current spending target of 2% of GDP on defense is not due to be met until 2024. Again, condemning Monday's bombing in Manchester, Mr. Trump said terrorism must be stopped in its tracks. He called for a moment of silence in memory of the 22 adults and children killed in the savage attack. That's the UNMEL Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMEL, you can log on to www.unmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmil2003, or twitter/unmilnews. I am Bobby St. Harris. Good morning.